With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The nation mourns the death of a former president.
James Earl Carter was the 39th president of the United States. He was born in Plains, Georgia on October 1st of 1924. He later attended the United States Naval Academy and served in the U.S. Navy after graduating in 1946. Carter served as a Georgia State Senator and Governor before seeking the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 1976. He would go on to defeat Republican incumbent Gerald Ford before losing to Ronald Reagan 4 years later. He began hospice care in February of 2023. His wife, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, died in November of 2023. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump responded, saying that Carter faced many challenges as president, but commended him for doing everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. Also at SRNnews.com, a KLM Royal Dutch Airlines Boeing 737 made an emergency landing at an Oslo airport December 28th after experiencing difficulties during approach. It veered off the runway following the landing, skidding into a grassy area. All 182 passengers and crew members aboard were unharmed. The decision to land at the airport came after the airport aircraft experienced a malfunction in its hydraulic system, which authorities believe contributed. It marked the third aviation accident within a 24-hour period following a tragic crash in South Korea, which left 179 people dead. An Air Canada flight also forced to make an emergency landing on the same day due to a malfunction with its landing gear at Halifax Stanfield International. Difficult to predict what will happen next year, but as we head into 2025, a public finance economist with the Heritage Foundation says it looks like a mixed bag for the nation's economy. E.J. Antony says Americans will not be able to depend on Congress to turn the economy around. This is SRN News. President Trump makes a promise, as SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
He says he will make it a priority of his administration to, in his words, stop the transgender lunacy. Speaking at a recent rally, Mr. Trump vowed that on day one he will, quote, sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, and we will keep men out of women's sports. Political analysts say the president's decision to take on transgenderism helped him win the election. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A report on campus anti-Semitism by the House of Representatives recommends cutting government money to universities that boycott Israel. The report paints a dire picture of anti-Semitism in the country. In the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel last fall, pro-Hamas supporters began harassing and intimidating Jewish students at schools across the country. Among the most prominent, Harvard, MIT, Columbia, and the University of Pennsylvania, as well as UCLA. This is SRN News. The most popular nasal decongestant on pharmacy shelves may not be there much longer. John Scott has more.
The Food and Drug Administration recently announced plans to phase out phenylephrine, the key ingredient in some cold and allergy pills. It's a win for skeptical researchers who have long questioned the drug's effectiveness. For consumers, it will likely mean switching to alternatives, including nasal sprays or older oral decongestants that were moved behind the pharmacy counter almost two decades ago. John Scott reports.
New York City's Guardian Angels will resume patrolling the city subway system after a Guatemalan illegal immigrant was charged after a video was released burning a woman alive, killing her on a Brooklyn subway car December 22nd. Three-person patrols will now resume walking through the subway cars, which is something the group says police no longer do. More details at srnnews.com.